This is a Fox News alert. A guilty verdict in Georgia. I'm Dave Anthony. Three white men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, convicted again, this time by a jury at a federal hate crimes trial, deciding Greg and Travis McMichael and William Bryan targeted Arbery because he was black, rejecting their defense.
The defense says the three men were simply trying to protect their community and didn't just target Arbery, but anyone of any race they found to be suspects.
Eric Perry with Atlanta's Fox 5 TV, all three already serving life sentences. In Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, demonstrators singing Ukraine's national anthem as Russian troops move into the country's east, declaring two Ukrainian territories now independent. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the White House.
The Biden administration says the Russian invasion of Ukraine has begun, and so has the sanctions response. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. will impose new measures, responding and welcoming Germany's announcement that it will suspend the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. President Biden had warned a Russian invasion of Ukraine would mean that pipeline would not go forward. Yesterday, the president ordered sanctions on businesses in separatist-controlled regions of eastern Ukraine after Russia recognized their independence, Dave.
Jared, COVID cases keep declining across the U.S., down 5 weeks in a row, despite a more contagious Omicron sub-variant now in 30 states.
But there is hope on the vaccine front. Recent studies suggest three doses of existing mRNA vaccines may offer lasting protection, not only against the original Wuhan strain of the virus, but Omicron and other variants.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. The Supreme Court's going to take up another LGBT case out of Colorado a few years after the bakers fight to not make cakes for same-sex weddings. Now the justices will consider a web designer who refuses to make wedding websites for same-sex couples and is fighting for a right to put a statement on her website espousing her religious beliefs. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox News story out of Georgia. Three white men convicted of federal hate crimes charges in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. A jury ruling they targeted him because he was black. Greg and Travis McMichael and William Bryan already convicted of murdering Arbery. Closing arguments just underway at a federal trial in Minnesota for three fired police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights when he died. The ex-cop convicted of murdering Floyd already pleaded guilty to those charges. Another trial's looming in Kentucky.
Attorneys will work to narrow down a pool of 48 people to 12 jurors and three alternates for the trial of former Louisville police officer Brett Hankinson. He's charged with wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment of one of Breonna Taylor's neighbors during a botched narcotics raid on March 13, 2020. Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman who worked as an emergency medical technician, was shot multiple times during that raid. His shots did not hit Taylor, but he is the only officer charged in the case. No others have been charged in connection to her death. The trial is expected to start tomorrow and last about 2 weeks. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In California, L.A. District Attorney George Gascon, criticized by conservatives for policies they say are soft on crime, plans to change one to allow juveniles to be tried as adults in certain cases because of this.
26-year-old Hannah Tubbs was 17, sentenced as a juvenile to 2 years behind bars, and did not have to register as a sex offender. And in audio tapes obtained by Fox News, laughed at the punishment, or lack thereof. A deputy district attorney in Gascon's office now tells the LA Times some of Gascon's top aides knew weeks ago about the existence of the tapes, but Gascon only announced he would shift policies after learning that we intended to air those tapes.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 260 points, the Nasdaq's losing 70. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.